Sundry, a local group, is super pumped about a project they're proposing. Several members of the Sundry Bike and Ski Club attended a recent council meeting to present a case for a pump track they say would provide a multitude of not only health and recreational benefits but also the potential for economic spin-off. Sometimes during weekends, a lot of the campers will come through Sundry, but they don't necessarily stay in Sundry, said Josh Rosenhart, who spoke on behalf of the group as a delegate before town officials. And so, what the Bike and Ski Club is trying to do, is kind of centralize some more recreational activities to keep people in town. One such option, Rosenhart said, is a pump track, sort of similar to, but certainly not to be confused with, a skate park. It is a track set out almost like a racetrack with some rollers they're called, basically large bumps, and inclined turns for people to race along on either their bikes, he said. Or if you have a paved version, you can have scooters and skateboards on it as well. Pump tracks have grown in popularity all over the globe, he said. There's a pretty big following for pump tracks. They've been around the world, he said, expressing optimism about the possibility of eventually hosting local events. The club's current proposal, he said, is for a dirt pump track as opposed to a paved course. There are some advantages and disadvantages, he said. In a nutshell, dirt pump tracks are more affordable to build in the short term, but do not weather particularly well and so incur long-term maintenance costs, he said, adding they also cater exclusively to bikes. On the other hand, while paved pump tracks are much more expensive to build in the short term, they not only have far lower long-term maintenance costs but are also much more inclusive and can accommodate users on scooters and skateboards, he said. Starting with a dirt track to get an idea how popular it is could also eventually lead to upgrading to a paved course, he said. Either way, a pump track adds another avenue for people to stay in Sundry and do things with their children or do things as adults, because I'm an adult and I do this stuff all the time. And depending on where the pump track might end up, it could also help provide an additional boost for businesses as people would already have their bikes handy to quickly ride over into the downtown core without having to drive and find parking, he said. Kind of what we're after today, from you guys, he said, is basically to have your endorsement to start to seek out funding. That's the first step, he said. And if council should decide to support the project in principle, the next piece will involve identifying a suitable, town-approved location. Seeking clarification from administration, Count. Owen Peterson inquired what a motion endorsing the club's proposed pump track would resemble. Chris Albert, director of corporate services, said administration would interpret such a move by council as giving us direction to draft a letter to the Bike and Ski Club expressing council's and the town of Sundry's endorsement of a potential pump track. Further elaborating, Albert added, council's endorsement would be just support for the project. The club would then eventually return at a later date as part of its fundraising efforts by submitting an application through the Grants to Community Organizations program, he said. Directing a question to the club, Count. Jamie Marr wanted to know if the track would offer only seasonal summer use, or whether it could also be used at other times of year. That's a great question, said Rosenhart. It depends on the type of track, for sure. The higher price point paved track is more usable in the fall and early spring as soon as the snow melts, he said, adding that throughout the winter, the club could also set track for the Jack Rabbit cross-country skiing program. But a dirt track is more limited to seasonal use. Count. Paul Isaac, who spoke in favor of endorsing the proposed project, expressed enthusiasm while recognizing the as yet uncertain cost factor. This is something we are excited about, said Isaac, adding the municipality should also be prepared to work alongside the club. Because I know at some point, you'll come back for money, he said with a chuckle, prompting a little laughter from council chambers. Rosenhart said there are even some small hamlets with paved pump tracks that get used by people from all over the province. Count. Connie Anderson asked how much land the pump track would need and where it might be located. The proposal calls for a triangular-shaped parcel that would be about 20 by 25 meters, said Rosenhart. That's going to depend on the overall design, he said, adding there is a big range from large to small. As for a potential site, he said a couple of areas on the club's radar include the Lions Park on the south side of the pedestrian bridge that spans the Bearberry Creek near the Sundry Skate Park, as well as a bare land lot near the Royal Purple Park that's remained empty as long as Rosenhart could recall. That lot, located on the east side of Center Street North between 8th and 9th Avenues Ney, is the site of a former gas station that was removed years ago and the property recently went up for sale. That would be actually a really great place, because it's large enough to have a pretty big scaled track, but also really close to Snake Hill, said Rosenhart. Mayor Richard Warnock asked about the construction process and if there would be much digging involved or if instead, backfill would add it over top to create the rolling features. It's all above grade, said Rosenhart. They usually pack a clay base with a little bit of gravel, you don't have to do any digging. Council went on to carry a motion both accepting the presentation as information as well as directing administration to draft a letter of endorsement and to coordinate with the group moving forward. Anything you can bring that gets families into your community, that's a bonus, said Cown. Chris Vardas.